Antibiotic effectiveness represents one of the world's great natural resources. And we always had an opportunity to use this resource to treat people who are sick. But these opportunities are decreasing over time because of resistance.
Ramanan Lakshminarayanan on the cost of overusing antibiotics in this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. I'm Bruce Edwards. The first time penicillin was used to treat a patient was in 1941, and with its proven effectiveness, pharmaceutical companies threw all their resources at mass-producing penicillin and developing other antibiotic drugs. And while there's no doubt the world is a better place with cheap and widely accessible antibiotics, Ramanan Lakshminarayanan says overuse in the developed world has compromised the drug's effectiveness and therefore hindering the developing world's access to affordable treatment. Lakshminarayanan is a senior research scholar at Princeton University, and he published an article on antibiotic resistance in the December issue of the IMF's Finance and Development magazine. What has the impact been of antibiotics since that first treatment in 1941?
Infectious disease in developed countries, in high-income countries, has been declining ever since 1900. So the introduction of antibiotics in 1941 helped maintain that decline going forward. But what antibiotics have enabled is for us to prevent disease in patients who might need other interventions such as transplants or surgeries or even a root canal. So the effect of antibiotics has been profound both in their ability to treat infectious disease, but also in enabling much of what we consider modern medicine, surgeries, transplants, cancer chemotherapy, by virtue of helping the body fight infection.
And in today's society, does your access to any given antibiotic depend on where you live or what your economic status is?
Because antibiotics are so cheap around the world, they are very accessible to individuals, even living in the poorest parts of the world. That is a good thing because it helps prevent a death in a child, perhaps, who's living very far from the health system and in the absence of the antibiotic would possibly die. It is a negative in the sense that the easy access to antibiotics in the most remote parts of the world has resulted in a significant increase in the consumption of antibiotics. Between 2000 and 2010, global consumption of antibiotics in the 72 countries that consume the most antibiotics went up by about 36%. Three-quarters of that increase between 2000 and 2010 was just in the five BRICS countries.
Just to clarify, the BRICS countries being Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, all, of course, emerging markets and growing very fast.
And this is where the increase is going to be most remarkable over the next 10 to 20 years as incomes rise.
So the richer people get, the more antibiotics they use, which increases resistance. And when the cheap drugs don't work anymore because of that resistance, poor people in developing countries can't afford the expensive second-line drugs.
And they've also been used in large quantities to make chicken and hogs grow faster, just to save a few pennies on the price of meat.
Lakshminarayanan believes the key to any solution is through public awareness, and venues like TED Talk are helping spread the word. He's hoping the more people know about the effects of overusing antibiotics, the less they might use them for, say, treating a cold. Conserving their use, he says, is in the public interest.
Now, what did that lead us to? Basically, the massive use of antibiotics around the world has imposed such large selection pressure on bacteria that resistance is now a problem because we've now selected for just the resistant bacteria. And I really want you to appreciate the significance of this problem. This is serious. It's a global issue affecting both rich and poor countries.
And at the heart of it, you might say, well, isn't this really just a medical issue? If we taught doctors how not to use antibiotics as much, if we taught patients how not to demand antibiotics, perhaps this wouldn't be an issue. Now, it turns out that there's something fundamental about antibiotics which make it different from other drugs, which is that if I misuse antibiotics or I use antibiotics, not only am I affected, but others are affected as well, in the same way as if I choose to drive to work or take a plane to go somewhere, that the costs I impose on others through global climate change go everywhere, and I don't necessarily take these costs into consideration. This is what economists might call a problem of the commons, and the problem of the commons is exactly what we face in the case of antibiotics as well, that we don't consider, and we, including individuals, patients, hospitals, entire health systems, do not consider the costs that they impose on others by the way antibiotics are actually used. Now, that's a problem.
So what is the answer here? Is it about developing new drugs, or what do you think is the most realistic solution economically?
So antibiotic effectiveness represents one of the world's great natural resources. We always have had an opportunity to either use this resource appropriately, which is to save lives and to treat people who are sick, or inappropriately, which is to use these antibiotics perhaps against viral infections or even in livestock for growth promotion. And these opportunities are decreasing over time because of resistance. The number of the portfolio of effective antibiotics that we have today is far less than what we did about 30 years ago. And as the number of antibiotics is shrinking, we're also looking for opportunities for new antibiotics, which are all getting more and more expensive to develop because the lowest hanging fruit in terms of easy to develop antibiotics have all been picked off. You know, the first antibiotic didn't involve a large drug discovery program. It came to us through a serendipitous accident, you know, in Alexander Fleming's lab. Chances of finding antibiotics through that route are virtually non-existent now. So the high price of new antibiotics is a signal to us that perhaps we should be doing much better at conservation and not squandering the antibiotics we have today.
Ramanan Lakshmanaran talking about the cost of antibiotic resistance. You can read Ramanan's article on this topic in the December issue of Finance and Development magazine. Go to imf.org/FND. That's FANDD. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this one, go to soundcloud.com/imf-podcasts.